First, if you grew up in a big enough community, chances are you may recognize this sound immediately. While those chimes come in different melodies, the tinkling sounds pretty universal. It's the sound of the ice cream truck. The ice cream truck has survived decades of changing economies, shifting populations, and different trends in America. Our guest says there's something to learn from the iconic American vehicle and its history. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have memories of the ice cream truck showing up in your neighborhood? Did it immediately summon you outside? And even if you didn't grow up with that, does it still seem like a cultural icon to you? And do you still go out and get ice cream at it? Call 800-642-1234. Addison Del Mastro is assistant editor at the American Conservative. He wrote a piece called What the Ice Cream Truck Teaches Us About America. Addison, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me on.
Well, what set you to thinking about the ice cream truck?
Well, it was summer, and I wrote in my article. I live in a suburban town out in Northern Virginia where we've got these trails, great trail systems through the forest, but they cut through the housing developments as well. So I was walking through the forest, and I heard through the trees, I heard one of those ice cream trucks jingle, and I couldn't go grab it because I didn't know quite where the street was. But I hadn't heard one in quite a few years, honestly. They didn't have them in my hometown growing up because I was out in too rural a place to even have them. But on Long Island, where my grandmother used to live, I used to have them. And I was saying in my article, part of it is almost a collective memory that somehow I know that's a part of American culture. And I almost feel like I grew up with it, even though I didn't entirely. But
I'm the same way. I grew up on a dirt road. I'm pretty sure the ice cream truck never came. There were like five kids on a like half-mile block. They would have been wasting their time. And yet, I still feel like it was somehow part of my childhood, even though it couldn't have been that much. So how did it get fixed as this nostalgic thing in American culture?
Well, I mean, it actually goes back quite a long time. I was reading, obviously, about the history of it. And as early as the turn of the century, in the early 1900s, you had these trucks, which actually started out more like carts in New York City, and immigrant entrepreneurs mostly were doing them. Ice cream was a luxury good at that time, and these guys started it more as a common man's snack, or whatever you would have called it. And that sort of evolved into the ice cream truck. And one of the most interesting things I read was that Prohibition really helped the ice cream truck take off and helped ice cream become a mainstream food, because when they banned alcohol, basically people needed a new vice, and that vice turned out to be ice cream.
That's great. And how did it spread? You know, as you say, it started as this immigrant entrepreneurial cart phenomenon in New York City, but it seems like it must have spread with the rise of suburbs, because that's where I think of the ice cream truck really showing up.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm sure that early California probably had these things. New York is where it started, but you had suburbia, you had, the end of World War II, you had the interstate highways. And so the history of the ice cream truck sort of charts the economic history of America and the development of the country. And, one of the points I made in the article was, if you go back to the 40s or the 50s, this was a new technology. The refrigerated truck, it didn't exist a few decades ago. Even the ice cream sandwich or the Good Humor bar, those were new ideas. You had ice cream a long time ago, but you didn't have the ice cream sandwich necessarily. So at that time, America was still developing economically, and these were things that sort of popped up along the way. And it really hasn't changed in quite a long time. If you look at what they serve these days, what the truck looks like, the music it plays. That was sort of set in that period of industrial innovation, and it's kind of been the same ever since.
Talking to Addison Del Mastro, assistant editor at the American Conservative. He wrote a piece on the history of the ice cream truck and what it teaches us about America. To your calls now at 800-642-1234. Andy is with us in Hubertus. Andy, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. I remember the ice cream truck when I was a kid. It wasn't a truck. It was like a three-wheeled, I'm not sure if it was a motorcycle or the guy pedaled it, but it reminded me of, like, the cops used to have these three-wheeled motorcycles, and on the back he would have this, you know, corner packed with dry ice, and it didn't play music, but he would either there was a bell fixed to the unit, or he would actually have a handheld bell. But I tell you, you once you heard that bell, you came running back home to get some, you know, a few cents, and then running back out and to catch him before he passes your house. And just brings back a lot of fun memories for sure.
Andy, thanks for that call. And Addison, I was looking at the comment section under your article, and I'm guessing you've heard from a lot of people when you bring up the ice cream truck. A lot of people probably have these memories like Andy did.
Yeah, absolutely. But actually, one of the interesting things, the ice cream wasn't the only truck that people brought up. One guy, or I mentioned in the article, actually, a knife sharpening truck, which apparently is a thing that existed and in some neighborhoods still does. I've never seen one. But another guy mentioned in a comment that there's a pizza truck that comes by his neighborhood, and that for generations his neighborhood has been, you know, ordering from this pizza truck, and I've never seen that either.
Me neither. But there's something about the ice cream truck, Addison. The ice cream truck, a lot. I don't see those knife sharpening trucks. We don't get the milk delivery, you know, in the glass bottles anymore.
Right.
The ice cream trucks are still out there.
Yeah. I don't know why that particular trend survived, although, as I note, some of them have become sort of upscaled. Now you've got, instead of sort of the traditional ice cream truck, you've got food trucks, but, you know, sort of a little bit of hipster culture, and they're serving you, I don't know, lavender honey ice cream for $8 or something. And as far as I'm concerned, that's not even an ice cream truck. That's not the same thing.
Yeah, I think lavender is a smell, not a flavor myself. So talk a little more about what looking back at the ice cream truck teaches us about America, as you say in your piece.
Well, I mean, it teaches us that Americans like our sugar. It teaches us. No, it's true, you know. off topic, but I just got married this weekend.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And my wife happens to be from China, and I, you know, I give her American desserts. I have ice cream and cake and stuff with her. And she tells me that in China, they don't have sweet desserts. The desserts are barely sweet. So when you think about it, it might actually be strange for someone in a different food culture to see ice cream trucks. Wow, you know, people can really eat that kind of sugary stuff, but we love it. And we replaced alcohol with it, as I noted about Prohibition. But and I guess there's also, as you noted, it's tied up with suburbia, which in some ways is a distinctly American, you know, development pattern. That's something I think about when I'm not writing about ice cream or a brunch or something. I wrote about that once. I'm writing about suburbia and, you know, urban planning and zoning and stuff. I've written about a lot of that. And so there's an extent to which something like the ice cream truck arises out of the way that we build our environment. And I can't really get into that too much, but these things are connected, and that's an interesting thing to think about.
I want to bring on another caller real quick. Rod is with us in Green Bay. Rod, hi.
Hello. This is so interesting. Both my father and my uncle, it was called Dean's Ice Cream. They ran trucks mostly out to the rural areas, going farm to farm, where they sold ice cream and food goods. But, you know, also into the suburban areas. And I know my dad always had an open box of, like, ice cream sandwiches or whatever the kids wanted, popsicles. And, you know, he'd ask for the 15 cents, but if they didn't have it, hey. it just brought back so many memories, this show that I'm listening to. And they were just known as the ice cream man, you know.
That's fantastic, Rod, and we'll leave Rod with the last word. Addison, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
Been talking to Addison Del Mastro, assistant editor at the American Conservative. He joined us for a look at his piece called What the Ice Cream Truck Teaches Us About America.